This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation that could return next year.
Senate Bill 752.
Senate Bill 752.
Senator Justin Brown of Rolla sponsored Senate Bill 752 this year. On January 23rd, he told the Missouri Senate Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources Committee his proposal sought to modify provisions relating to rural economic opportunities.
Senate Bill 752 requires a Joint Committee on Rural Economic Development to identify any economic development programs affecting rural areas that are scheduled to expire during the current or subsequent calendar years. I feel adding this provision will help us as legislators find programs that are about to expire and determine if they are working well and if the program should be extended. This is a very simple piece of legislation.
Senate Bill 785, it's kind of a...
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton sponsored Senate Bill 785. On February 26th, he told the Missouri Senate Economic Development and Tax Policy Committee this measure would have modified the Missouri Works Program.
The definition of the average wage is modified by dividing the aggregate new payroll by the aggregate actual hours worked for new jobs multiplied by 2080. Moreover, Senate Bill 785 adds definitions for gross wages and taxable wages, including modifications to other definitions to implement the new terminology to other definitions that the definition of new payroll is modified to include amounts paid by the qualified company for health insurance premiums if the company pays for 100% of the health insurance premiums of their full-time workers.
Senate Bill 746.
An item that did see success this year was Senate Bill 746. It was attached to Senate Bill 754 et al., which became law on August 28th. Senator Mike Bernskitter of Jefferson City is the sponsor. On January 17th, he told the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee his proposal modifies provisions relating to eligibility for parole.
Senate Bill 746, much like the last bill you just heard, this was passed in a bigger omnibus bill last year and was vetoed for other reasons. I thought we got to a good spot last year with this legislation.
Senate Bill 763.
On March 25th, Senator Brian Williams of University City told the same panel Senate Bill 763 would have created provisions relating to expungement.
We're talking about a population of people who have already served their debt to society. In 2021, for those who are in the Senate and or the House, remember my sponsor, Senator Lukemeyer and myself, we passed Senate Bills 53 and 60 that reduced the time that someone had to wait to file an expungement after they completed their mandatory supervised release time. And during this time, we had trouble finding stable employment and housing for our folks. And clearly it was a recipe for recidivism. And that is exactly what we're trying to avoid with this bill.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.